You are about to listen to the undiluted word of God, taught by Pastor Chidiebere Nwokocha, Senior Pastor of Kingdom Disciples Assembly, a man known for his strong passion for leadership, growth, and kingdom discipleship. Listen and be impacted.
Praise the Lord. Look unto Jesus and live. Let us pray. Our Lord and our God, Father, we honor you. Father, there is no God like you. Father, you are the Almighty God. You are the Alpha and the Omega. Father, you can kill and you can make alive. Father, you can wound and you can heal. Father, once you've spoken, twice we've heard that all power belongs to you. All power in heaven, all power, O Lord, on earth, all power beneath the earth, they belong to you. Father, we thank you for the privilege to be in your presence this morning. Father, many started out this week, O Lord, or last week, O Lord, and are not here in this new week, O Lord. But Father, you've preserved us, you've kept us. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you that we can see, we can hear, we can talk, we can move our bodies. And Father, even as we go into your word this morning, O Lord, Father, let your word, O Lord, minister to each and every one of us, O Lord. Let your word minister life to the hearers, O Lord. Let life be transformed in this place, O Lord. Let each and every one of us have a divine encounter with you, O Lord. Father, whatever burden, whatever challenges that are brought to you this morning, that nobody will leave the same way that they have come in. That everyone, O Lord, will leave with a solution, giving glory and honor to you. For in Jesus' name we pray. Father, I surrender myself to you, O Lord, that I will not minister in my own understanding, but according to that which you want your children to hear, O Lord. Father Almighty, O Lord, let everything that is in me that will try to hinder that which you want to do, Father, let it go, that you will arise in me and that you will minister life to your people. That your word will take root in the heart of the people and that will all bear fruit outward. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we'll be seated. Once again, we are all welcome to church. For our new guests, I want to say a special welcome. This is Kingdom Disciples Assembly. You're welcome. Last week, we started a teaching on the kingdom husband. And we didn't finish. We said we'll finish it today. Praise the Lord. I don't know whether to ask questions, whether people can give me a recap. I should just go ahead and do the recap. And of course, our key scripture was taken from Ephesians 5, 22 to 33. And I read, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your husband, your own husbands, as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might prevent it, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you, in particular, so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband." Praise the Lord. I know we started a Kingdom Family series about 3 weeks ago, and the whole idea is to look at the Kingdom Family. What is the purpose of the family unit? I know we've who've handled the Kingdom family, and for those who didn't come, you might get a CD. And we also looked at the Kingdom husband that we're going to conclude today. The whole idea is to look at the entire family, Kingdom family, the husband. After the Kingdom husband, look at the Kingdom wife. After that, look at the Kingdom children. After that, we look at the Kingdom singles, you know, and we'll wrap up the family series. You know, like we said last time, sometimes in life, people don't understand the purpose why the family unit is brought together. And because they don't understand the purpose, sometimes it becomes subject to abuse. Praise the Lord. And we gave an example where if a building has a structural problem, foundational problem, and there are cracks on the wall, if you don't go and address the foundational problem and keep on patching the cracks, what will happen? When you finish patching, what happens? It will crack again. You know, and if you don't address the issues from the root, the problem will remain there. And that is why today, many families are going through all kinds of challenges. Many families are going through all kinds of pains. There are divorces all over the place. You know, outside the Christendom, the divorce rate is something else. But even within the Christendom now, you know, is equally very high. In America, they say within the Christian community, it's as high as 50% of married couples. That is not a good statistic. Praise the Lord. And sometimes people think, oh, if I leave this marriage, I enter into the new one, I will have found peace. Sometimes you discover that that same problem you meet it there, because the original issue was not addressed. And we'll say it's like also like when your car has alignment problem, right? If your car has alignment problem and the tire will be wearing one side, and you run and go and change your tire, what happens again? The tire will still wear because the alignment has not been corrected. And until you go and get the alignment done, if you like, change 100 tires, the tires will still wear out. Praise the Lord. So many people are disappointed at the solution in marriage. You know, the dreams that a lot of people have when they're going to marriage is not what they're experiencing. You know, sometimes there is no happiness in the home. You know, and the key thing that we are taught is that because the purpose of God is not just to make the individual people that are married happy, the purpose is to propagate the family unit for man to have dominion and have rulership on the behalf of God in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. And it's only when we begin to pursue that goal that the other benefits of happiness will come. And again, because a lot of people don't want to follow marriage the way God has planned it. Praise God, because He's the author of marriage. Remember Adam didn't ask God, give me a wife. Did Adam say, God, give me a wife? Bible said God looked at Adam and observed that the man was lonely and that he needed a wife. So let me make him an helpmate. Praise the Lord. And God gave Adam a wife. So God, being the author of marriage, we should go back to Him and find out how marriage should be run. And we'll say sometimes you have a car, you know, you buy a car or buy anything you buy, and if you don't go back and check the manual, you are prone to spoil or abuse that thing, right? You know, these days we have all kind of cars. We have keyless entry cars. You know, some cars you use key, right? Imagine if you have a car now, you come in, they say, oh, they program your fingerprint. You touch the car, it will start. You enter. In fact, there are some cars now, you don't even see steering. Then you want to use your brain as the way you normally drive your car to drive that car. Is it possible? Until you go back to the manual, you will never learn how to operate that car. Same thing with marriage. Some people are trying to get married to work without going or finding out from God how marriage should be. And that is why everybody needs to go back to God to find out how He wants marriage to be. Praise the Lord. You know, so this has really caused a lot of pain in most families. There's family breakdown. You know, it goes on in some homes, you see a lot of single parents raising children. That is not the way God planned it. The man has a role to play in the life of that child. The woman has a role to play in the life of that child. Praise the Lord. And it's only when we do this that we'll be able to produce a child that is sound, praise the Lord, that is well balanced and rounded. Praise the Lord. And we also said, you know, sometimes what we carry into marriage is also a function of our singleness. Some people live their life as singles in a way that does not honor God. And they now move into marriage with that same approach as singles. And because as singles, they didn't lay a good foundation to enter into a family unit, they carry the problem of the singleness into it. And we said it's important that singles also learn to live right according to God's plan for singleness and for marriage. Because if you get your singleness right, most likely you will get the married life what? Right. Some people say, oh, I'm just single. That's the way I'm doing it. And they carry the bad attitude they have into marriage. And they say, oh, when they enter, they will change. No, you will not change. If you're a womanizer and you think marrying a woman, if you're a guy, you're womanized, you think that will stop you, you're just lying to yourself. In fact, sometimes even compound it. Same thing to the woman. So before you get to the point of marriage, you need to take some solid and firm decisions according to the way God wants it done. If the man has hot temper, like I always tell people, and he's using you as a punching bag when you are not even married, and you say, oh, I love him, it's just that he has that, you know, bad manner. When you enter into the marriage, he will kill the person. If a man is punching you when he has not paid any bride price, sister, pack your bag and run. Then you are a man, the woman is all over, sleeping all over the place. You say, oh, when I marry her, she will settle down. It's because she's not settled down. No, that's a lie. When you marry her, she will bring people into your home. So your singleness also is key into having a proper, you know, family. So last Sunday, we looked at the husband. There's a role for the husband to play. There's also a role for the wife to play. Praise the Lord. So we looked at the husband having a role. Bible says, love your wife. Praise the Lord. Even as Christ loved the church. And we agree that there's a hierarchy that God has set for the family. You have the children. Above the children, you have the woman. Above the woman, you have the man, right? Above the man, you have Christ. Above Christ, you have God. That is the hierarchy. Can you put that picture for me again? That's the hierarchy that God has set for the family. You can speak all the grammar you want to speak. You can bring all the theories you want to bring. You can talk about equality, women and rights, men's rights, blah, blah. The person who instituted the order of marriage has told us how he wants it to do what? To run. Can you project it for me, please? I know some of you see it on Facebook or the internet. You know, so he has told us the order on how he wants the Yeah, so this is the order that how God has put the structure for marriage. You have the children, you have the wife, you have the husband, you have Christ. Praise the Lord. The man is to protect the family, let the family provide for the family. The wife is to comfort, teach, nurture. Children, love parents, obey parents. Praise the Lord. So God has put up this structure, but sometimes this structure has been turned upside down and is being abused. Praise the Lord. And we also agreed last week that until a man subjects himself to Christ, he cannot demand that the wife will submit to him. Because if the man is out of alignment, he's supposed to submit to Christ and he submits to the devil. Eh? And he wants the wife to submit to him. No, the wife will either submit to the devil or submit to something else. So the man has to put himself in alignment into the order that God has put in place for the marriage to work. Praise the Lord. So you demand your wife to submit. But the Bible says, husband, love your wife. Wife, reverence your husband, submit. Submission comes from the place of you as the man submitting to Christ. So sometimes men will blame their wife for the problem in the family and will say no. Because it is the man that sets the tone for the family. I know some men will not like me on this sermon today. Praise the Lord. You have to submit to God before the woman can submit to you. That is the order. Because it's only when you do that, that the covenant, you know, we said last time that marriage is a covenant. And God is the top person in that trinity of marriage. Praise the Lord. He said the wife of their covenant. So it's only when we align that will bring God into it. Because, you see, if God is the third person in the trinity of marriage, praise the Lord, man, wife, husband, and the man is not in alignment with Christ, what happens? It means you're out of the covenant. That means you are taking yourself out of the cover. Remember, Christ here is the bigger cover for everybody, right? So it means you've taken yourself out of the cover of this covenant. And when you take yourself out of the covenant, the enemy now attacks. Because you have broken the edge, and the serpent does what? Strikes. Praise the Lord. So to enjoy God's covenantal protection, we have to align ourselves to God in marriage. Praise the Lord. And we said a lot of people have a false claim to leadership. Some men, they don't want to align to God, but they want their wives and children to submit. And little wonder families are being wrecked. Praise the Lord. And Satan has deliberately done this. You know, we said in the Garden of Eden, why didn't Satan go and meet Adam? Because he understood that Adam was to be held responsible for any mistake that happens in the family. When God came, did he call Eve? Eve, where are you? Who did he call? Did he ask Eve, why did you eat the fruit and give to Adam? It was Adam that was held responsible. And we agree that in a family setting, it is the man that is being held responsible for whatever that happens in the family. Because God will know, if God should leave the husband to go and question the wife, he himself is going out of order. Do you understand what I'm saying? So God will not leave the husband and go and question the wife. That will be out of order. So, person that God will hold responsible for the marriage or for the family is the husband. And that is why we men, we have a whole lot of role to play in keeping the family together. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, I think we ended up last week looking at husbands, love your wife. Husbands, love your wife even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And he said the first way a husband can reflect a kingdom agenda that aligns himself under Jesus Christ in his marriage is to love his wife. And we agree that love means what? Sacrifice. You can sacrifice for her. Praise the Lord. You have to make a lot of sacrifice. And like I always tell young people, a guy tells you, I love you, I love you. He doesn't sacrifice his time. He doesn't have time to see you. He doesn't have time to stay with you. He doesn't even sacrifice even in giving you gifts at this early stage. Praise the Lord. And he says, I love you, love you. Love gives. Tell your neighbor, love gives. For Jesus Christ so loved the world that he gave his only what? For God so loved the world, sorry. That he gave his only what? Begotten Son. Christ so loved that he sacrificed himself. He paid the sacrifice. So love gives. I love you, I love you, and he doesn't give you. Check it out. Because when you love somebody, you make a time. If the person is in Yanapaja and you live in Victoria Island, and the girl says, you drive to Yanapaja, if you close from work by 6 o'clock, go and see her. Even if you just see her face and say, hey, how are you? I really miss you. I'll see you tomorrow. Maybe you arrive there without the traffic at 11:30. And you stay from 11:30 to 12. 12:30, you start driving back from Yanapaja back to Victoria Island. Love, sacrifice. Praise the Lord. So a husband ought to sacrifice for the wife. Some people are married and yet they are single. And a lot of men who are married, every day they are still hanging out with the boys. Every day they are still hanging out with the boys. And you are leaving your wife.
Your wife didn't marry a paycheck. He didn't marry the car in the house or the TV or the phone or the internet. Praise the Lord. They are never at home. So many young marriages. Now you see the girls complaining. My husband is never what? At home. Sometimes he comes back 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. And for a city like Lagos, a lot of men have mastered the art of lying with their work. They say, hey, work. By the time we finish, traffic held us in traffic for 4 hours. You know, I love one of those adverts that they put. The woman will call the man. The guy is there for a bar. He said, my wife, we're in the office, so much work. And the guys are saying, you know, what is he saying? He will just lie. Meanwhile, they're in a bar drinking. So men should repent. Love sacrifice. Love gives. Go home and stay with your wife. Go home, let your children even have time and understand who you are before you become an uncle in the house. You know, I watched on Facebook where a child was asking the father. He called the father uncle. They said, why are you going to uncle? He said, that the man is behaving like an uncle now. That a man leaves for work when they are sleeping. And he comes back when they already asleep. So before they wake up again, he has gone out again. So he's like an uncle who is visiting. Because we don't want to spend time and sacrifice for the family. And imagine, like we always say, children, you know, they do things like what they copy, what they see, they copy. Not what you tell them. It's what they see you do. So if a child grew up not seeing the father in the house, he will grow up as a single who believes that the woman's place is in the kitchen, in the house, in the other room, praise the Lord, and never come back home. Are you with me? So what are we teaching our children? What are we teaching our children? Praise the Lord. So husbands should love their wives. And we said the first thing under husbands love their wives is that the husband should be a savior to the wife. And we said savior here is not in the theological sense. Before you say, pastor said the husband is a savior. You see, what we're trying to say is that Christ, he said, love your wife as Christ loved the church, right? And Christ loved the church. What did he do? He sacrificed, he paid the price. He gave his life to save mankind, to save the church. It means that the husband should go the extra mile to do what? To take care of their wives. All the husbands there, and all the potential husbands there. I hope you're learning. Praise the Lord. Be a savior to your family. Be a savior. You say, a man is called to love his wife no matter what. We can't wait until she gets everything right. Just as a wife is to respect her husband, even when he doesn't have it all together. You see, Jesus Christ didn't wait until we became perfect, until we are born again, before he now loved us. I don't have to put that across. Bible said that while we are yet sinners, right? Even in the enemy's camp, he loved us. He sacrificed for us. So husband, when Bible says, love your wife as Christ the church, he said, love your wife unconditionally. Love her when you're not happy with her. Love her when she's angry with you. Love her when the food is burnt. You know, the other day I saw something on Facebook and I told my wife, she said, somebody will have made up. You know, a husband told the wife to cook snail rice. How many people saw it? The girl just put whole snail inside the jollof rice and cooked everything like that. Praise the Lord. Don't blame the girl. Maybe the girl grew up abroad or here. He doesn't know you have to break the snail, wash it, clean it. She just put it inside the rice, boil it. She said maybe they made it up for people to read, you know, comment. But imagine if that happened and you're the husband. Please don't go raking or giving her a blow. Eh? She doesn't know it. She doesn't know it. Love her even with the snail and the snail and the shell with the rice. Still love her. And maybe teach her how to cook the food. If you don't know how to teach her, then take her to a training school where she will learn to do what? Cook. Praise the Lord. So love her unconditionally. Because Jesus loves the church unconditionally. So when Bible says love your wife as Christ the church, it means she wakes up in the morning, bowed, very foul mouth odor. Eh? That's your package. Love her. She has bad attitude. Love her. Because you see, in marriage, both the man and the woman are bringing some baggage into the marriage. Nobody is perfect. And some of those baggage we are bringing is, could be either our own baggage. Sometimes it could even be foundational baggage. As I say, when a man marries a woman, he marries a family. It's a spiritual thing. Let me give you an example. You see a rich girl, you marry her. Eh? And the father, because she's rich, wills or gives you a lot of property and wealth, right? You are happy. So you partake in that wealth, right? Now, assuming the father is also an occultic man and have some foundational problems in their family, maybe every third or fourth child dies or, you know, goes mental in the course of the wealth that they acquired. If you don't go out of love with your wife and break such covenant, you are also marrying into that problem. You take the physical, you take the spiritual. So when you marry, two of you are bringing physical and spiritual things into the marriage. Praise the Lord. Sometimes it can even come from the father's side, mother's side, so two of you are bringing it. It's now left for the two of you to begin to work out how your family should flow. And as the head over the woman and the family, it is your responsibility to now begin to put the necessary condition, environment, for the family to flourish and do well. A lot of people are going through pains because they've refused to accept the bad traits that they carry into the family. Maybe their wife or their husband brought into the family. They said, no, I can't take this one. I can't take it. And they jump out. And I always tell people, when you fail an exam that is passed spiritually and you jump to another place, you must pass that exam before you move to the next level. And that is why sometimes when you see somebody who has divorced once, there is a higher chance, praise the Lord, that there will be a second divorce. Except they actually pray against it and say, this ends here. Praise the Lord. So a man is called to love the wife unconditionally. The most men date in order to marry. When biblical principles is marry in order to do what? Date. Some men, the moment they marry their wife, they stop dating. They stop buying her gifts. They stop celebrating her birthdays. They stop taking her out. But when you are toasting her, you bought gifts even without any birthday. You are looking for a reason to celebrate your wife, right? But the moment you now put the ring in her finger, you say, uh-huh. Some men will say, like some of those were able brothers, uh-huh, you are not my property. And as a property in the house, maybe like television, you consign her to one place. It is not like that. Praise the Lord. You are to love your wife. You are to court her all over again. You are to date her all over again. You are to, you know, part of the loving. I love the way Tony Evans put it. He said, Adam bled to give Eve, to get Eve. Christ had to bleed to bed the church. A husband who loves unconditionally will have to take a trip to Calvary. You need to carry your cross. Your wife is your cross. Tell your neighbor your wife is a cross. If you are not married, just don't worry. You will marry one day. So you have to carry that cross. But Christ says, carry your cross and what? In this case, carry your wife and... Praise the Lord. Carry your cross and do what? Remember you are following Christ. The man is following Christ, right? So you must carry your wife what? She is your cross. The woman is more badly behaved, talks blah, blah, blah. Don't worry, we'll come to the woman's own. It's your cross. Carry it. Praise the Lord. We didn't say, oh, because something has happened, you drop your wife, drop the cross and move. You know, a lot of believers, when things get tough, they drop the cross and run. And that is why they also drop their wife and run. My prayer is that all of us will take the cross serious and also take our wife serious in Jesus' name. He said, at the heart of this is sacrifice. If there is no sacrifice, there is no love. I think that's why we stopped last week. And today, we're looking at the wife, the husband as a sanctifier. Oh, this sanctifier also. Okay, sanctifier, that the man, the same way Christ sanctifies the church, sets, you know, we are set apart for Christ, for the work. You have to sanctify your wife, that's to bring her to that level you want her to be. Praise the Lord. You want your wife, you know, to be that model. Some people love models. You can transform your wife to be a model. Invest in your wife. You know, the grass is greener in your neighbor's what? Compound. You don't know that they put water. They put manure. They cut it. They trim it. They even give it the shape they want. So you can turn your wife into what you want your wife to be. And like we said last Sunday, that women, anything we give to women, what do? They mold it 9 times and give it back to us. Praise the Lord. Anything you give to a woman, she will transform it. Praise God. So, husbands are to be as well as sanctifiers. So the purpose of sanctification is to take someone from where they are and turn them into what they ought to be. So you're in marriage, as a man, you need to find out what does your wife aspire to be. Help her build her career. Some men have inferiority complex. If I help her now, and she has her any more money than me, she won't respect me again. Help her to be the best she will be. Support her in her career, in that thing that she has passion. Support her. Because sometimes in marriage, you know, like a sinusoidal kind of graph, up and down. Praise the Lord. Maybe when you are down, your wife should be up and the family is moving to her. Nobody will even notice that something is wrong. But you don't build up your wife and something takes you down, you are down. And like one of our pastors said, he said, when a man is rising spiritually, that he should carry his wife along so that two of them can rise at the same level. He said, but some men will rise and leave their wife at the bottom lay, right? And he said, when they fall, they will fall and go and meet their wife where they left her. Because two of you are one. And we also agree that why you need to also ensure that you bring your wife to the same level is because two of you are one. When you pray, God cannot be answering you differently, answering her differently. I've done that when I was doing the family teaching, right? So God says, the two, they have become one flesh, right? And he has given us the power to pray. And anything that two of us will agree, that he will answer. So when God sees married people, he sees them at one. So where there is a problem, and you are doing your own thing, God steps aside. You will be praying, she will be praying, and no answer. You are wondering what is happening because God has already brought people together and is seeing you as one. And it's only when you come together that you achieve more mileage than ever. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The next thing is that the husband is a satisfier. Ephesians 5:28-29 says, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord church. Satisfy your wife physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Praise the Lord. You have to help your wife look good so that she's fulfilled and what? Satisfied. Most families break up because the woman is not satisfied. And the mistake that some of us make, men, will think that to satisfy a woman is to give her money, give her car, right? Give her a good home. I said, what else does she need now? I have given her 2 houses. She has one in Main Market, the other one in Abuja. I have given her a Range Rover. Talking like my people, praise the Lord. And that one is there. And he has given her the Lexus. So what is her problem? The woman did not marry the car. Praise the Lord. And sometimes what satisfies a woman is not even the material things. It could just be to understand her. It could just be to listen to her. Some of my wife would say, you are not listening. And we are talking though. She said, you are not listening to me. And I realized, too, I'm not listening. Because sometimes you want to say what is in your mind, she wants to say her own. Say, but you are not listening. So we need to listen to our wives. It is in the listening that we understand what they want. And if we understand what they want, that we'll be able to satisfy them. Am I communicating? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, a kingdom husband who is determined to satisfy his wife won't stop even if his efforts are not met with equal love. Remember, we're to love our wives like Christ, right? Sometimes Jesus is calling you. Come, my son. Come, I want to save you. I have the best for you. Come. Some of you are running, right? Don't stop Christ from loving you. He will keep on loving you until you willingly come. Pastor, I've been trying to satisfy her. This woman, you can never satisfy her. The Bible says you should give up. No. You will keep on trying. Maybe you are not listening. So maybe you are doing the wrong things. Maybe you think it's a material thing. Maybe you think it's sex. Maybe you think it's just spirituality. Just come to church. Let's do fasting and prayer. Some people will be in church 30 days. You say you are fasting. The woman is at home. If you are going to fast, agree with your wife and fast together with your wife. And the woman will be burning at home. You say God will, that he should understand. And the enemy will be laughing because, remember, I don't know whether Adam left Eve that made the serpent to see Eve. Praise the Lord. Maybe if Adam was around when the serpent was talking to Eve, maybe he would have stopped the serpent. I don't know. Praise the Lord. So you carry your Bible, you are in church doing 7 days fasting. The woman is at home, burning. And the devil will come and peep and say, hey, and strike. You say it's the devil. We need to strike a balance. Praise the Lord. I'm not saying you shouldn't fast. Some people will not say, pastor said we shouldn't fast. This new year, pastor. He said in church we should not fast until we agree with our wife. Yes, but you want to fast at the right time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you don't have to stop because she's not responding to what you're doing. The next thing a husband has to do, apart from loving the wife, is to live with the wife. Tell your neighbor, live with your wife. 1 Peter 3:7 says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being here together of grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. We're going to look at living with your wife. The Greek word for live means to dwell in close harmony. Praise the Lord. To be closely aligned with someone. To live together with intimacy. Like I said earlier, some men are never there. Some men are part-time husbands. Even though they live inside the same house. Praise the Lord. They are part-time husbands. Maybe in the whole year they have stayed in the house maximum of 2 months. Some of them lie. They say, oh, business trip. I once know somebody who was an MD of a company, had a beautiful home, beautiful children. You know, God himself messed up. Said, you know, God got involved with another woman that went and paid accommodation for another woman in this same Lagos. So you call the wife and say, my company has sent me an official assignment to Joss. He was always talking about Joss. He will pack, the wife will help him. How wicked can we be? Wife will help him pack the bag, put everything. He will come, the wife will help, carry it into the car, put it in the boot. He will hug the wife, say bye-bye, off the trip, the trip. He's a liar. He had another house in Lagos State with another woman. He ended badly. The man lost his leg. He lost his job. You know, he just went down, 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 down. I don't even know where he is now. Don't even get to that point. Live with your wife. You need to spend time with your family. Praise the Lord. A husband needs to create an environment of intimacy in his home. It's part of a husband's kingdom agenda to make sure, as much as humanly possible, that his home is a place of peace. Don't worry. Men, they're saying I'm bashing you. Don't worry. Next week, we enter the kingdom wife, right? It's a two-way thing. Come back home after work. Some of us, let me tell you one thing. I've never seen anybody on their dying day, on the day they're going to die, they say, what do you say? Go and bring me my organ in the office. Have you heard anybody say that? Go and bring me my office bag. I need to go. They will just call either their wife, their children, or their family. You cannot achieve the purpose of God for the family if you are not at home. Stay home. Some people serve. They will leave their wife, family, say they are going to play, do sports. Carry your wife along and do that sports together. Some look for the slightest opportunity to run away from that. Because maybe sometimes because the woman has made the home inhabitable. Praise the Lord. We'll come about. Sometimes you realize that what the woman puts in the home is a function of what you have given to her. Remember, a woman responds. Praise the Lord. So the man needs to create that environment. You must be present at home to be the leader. You cannot be a leader in absentia. Praise the Lord. Your wife did not marry a paycheck, a car, or a job title. She married you. Whenever you measure the quality of your marriage by the number and size of your wealth, you've missed it. Husbands are to outserve their wives consistently because the essence of leadership is what? Servanthood. What did Christ teach us? Okay, for those who have been doing training. He wants to be a leader, right? What did he say we should do? Serve. Serve. We practice that everywhere but the home. So when you get into the house, you are the Lord and Master. The woman will go to work, you come back, cook, give you the food, serve you the food, finish. You expect her to perform some acts again. And you just cross your legs somewhere, either reading. Okay, no, this day is no longer reading or watching television. Nobody watches television anymore. You just carry your phone like this, doing like this. Chatting away, right? You are called to service. When you come back home, serve. Whatever you can do to make your home comfortable, go ahead and do so in Jesus' name. Leadership is all about servanthood. Praise the Lord. The next thing about a husband is to know his wife. Know your wife. 1 Peter 3:7 tells us to live with our wives in an understanding way. This means to know her intimately. A husband needs to study two things. The Bible and his wife. Why? Because both are difficult to interpret. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. A man needs to say, when he said, know your wife intimately, study her. You know, sometimes me and my wife, she's here. You say, after 16 years, you say, I'm just saying this part of you. I say, yes. Every day, we'll keep on learning. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have to know the person. Intimacy. Study the Bible and study your wife. Because both are hard what? Interpret. What may move a woman might be one small thing. You might think it's the money. No. You might think it's what you even say. No. It might just be to come. Let me think, oh, if I stay home, you not stay home, that's a problem. It might just be just to admire her. She has done a beautiful hair now. You say, oh, you know, like the next city I enter, when she entered me, I was asking her, have you finished your hair? Because I'm going somewhere. My son said, Mommy, your hair is fancy. I said, this boy has put me to trouble. Praise the Lord. Because we are going for our 15th Lord Service Award. And we are running late. So I entered the house, they finished, because I knew they were doing her hair. So I said, oh, they finished the hair, right? She said, yes. And my son said, Mommy, your hair is fancy. I said, this boy is learning. He'll make a good husband. Some of us will just take the woman for what? Granted. Maybe we just need to just lead towards admiration. Oh, you look good. When you know somebody, they say, you're possible. What do you want? You don't get me. Praise the Lord. You know, you sometimes just admire them. Just a gentle word. Sometimes it could even be just to be with them and don't say any. Women are complicated though. You need to learn how to interpret them. You might say because you said her hair looks good today, that will make her happy tomorrow. When you say tomorrow night, it will turn into a new thing. So you need to be sensitive. In fact, you need to be spiritual to know your wife. You need to have a discerning spirit. Praise the Lord. To discern at every moment. Praise the Lord. Sometimes it could just be to just stay by her side. And no word. That assurance, that peace that people desire, that, oh, this person is here for me and is available, could be what the woman wants. Praise the Lord. So you need to know your wife. Singles, are we learning? He said, you have to study your wife to understand her. You cannot study what you do not devote time to. To know your wife, you have to devote time to her. Praise the Lord. So when you make an effort to know your wife, good things will start happening in your marriage. Because women love to be what? Understood. It means something I'm also learning. When you make an effort to know your wife, say good things will start happening. That's when they will give you the food that you like without your requesting for it. You know, I've always told us here, sometimes women can give you food out of duty. And also out of what? Love. And I'll tell you how it happens. If it's out of love, darling, you're welcome. Oh, sit down. The food is ready. They bring it. You know, they're eating, they're picking. You're gisting. You know, you're laughing, blah, blah. Out of love. Then, out of duty. Maybe you've annoyed her. Things are not going well. Your food is on the table. She will bring you the food. They'll give it to you. Your food is on the table. She can be around, but no communication, right? She's doing her duty as a wife. Okay, you have come back. Take your food and eat. Will you say she didn't give you food? She gave you food. She even sat down there and didn't say a word. That's two different things. She can bring her food and two of you are chatting, loving each other, even putting meat in her mouth. She put it in her own mouth. Is that two different things? Praise the Lord. We are laughing. Praise the Lord. So when you devote time to understand and know your wife, good things will begin to do what? Happen. See, women want someone with whom to share their fears, their cares, their hopes, and their disappointments. When they feel loved and understood, they are better able to respond in love. Pastor, I've been trying to love my wife. She's not responding. You've not understood her. When she feels understood, satisfied, loved, she will go over the top to make you happy. Praise the Lord. The next one says, honor your wife. Men are to honor their wives. That same 1 Peter 3:7 says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto your wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heard together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. He said the concept of honor has to do with placing your wife in a position of significance. Praise the Lord. Treating her as someone very what? Special. Does your wife feel special? Do you honor her? Do you make her feel as if she's the best thing that happened to mankind? Some people are good at this. I'm sure my son will be very good at that. She knows how to make the mom happy. Praise the Lord. Me, I'm also learning from him. Praise God. You know, so we have to ensure that we honor our wives. Put her above every other woman. If your wife says, I don't want to see Sister Mary Amaka or Sister this again, you know what? Cut off. Praise the Lord. If there's any number on your phone that it has been giving her sleepless nights, delete and ensure you don't call that person again. Don't go and save it as Mr. Okonkwo. You don't get the joke. Some men are funny. They will save their mistress' name as a dry cleaner. Or electrician. Electrician, why electrician too? Don't be deceived. Women, you are laughing. Don't worry. Some guys there, they save their name as some other ones as the CBN. Some other ones have seen on Facebook. They said some saved their boyfriend's name, some CBN. That one has plenty of money. Some other ones, what did they say them as? ATM. You know? All kinds of things happen. The ones they don't like, what did they say them as? What? What? FG. Praise the Lord. Honor your wife. Honor your wife. Treat her. She's number one in your life. And she should feel like that. Your wife is your queen. So roll out the red carpet. Pull out the chair. Open the door. Escort her. I'm guilty of this one. So she must feel what? Special. Don't ever do for another woman what you don't do for your wife. Because she will notice. Praise the Lord. Don't. If you're going to do it, start with your wife. She has to be your queen. Treat her like a queen and you'll see how she will treat you. Praise the Lord. You can also make your wife feel special by the words, gift, and thoughtfulness. What kind of words do you speak to your wife? Some people, what they just tell their wife is words of abuse. All they see is all their mistakes. They never see any good thing in their wife. So how would the woman feel loved in that family? And how will she now create an enabling environment for you to operate as a king? How can she now submit if all that you do every time is to abuse her? But some women, their mouth is something else, like I said. We'll get to that also. Praise the Lord. So you need to also honor your wife by the words you speak. By the gifts you give her. Let her know that she's valued. Sometimes people think gift is how expensive. No. For me, when you give me a gift and I look at the way it is presented, if somebody took time to wrap a gift, wrap it, put it here, put it into this, that shows the amount of love that went into it. I can buy somebody, let's say this laptop now, I say, take, it's your gift. Right? It's not a gift. You can still bring this laptop, put it inside a laptop bag, go to a wrapping shop, buy all those paper and everything. You know, fold the paper here, you put the sellotape. You know, I've done it a lot. You fold it inside, you put the tape like this. You wrap it, look at good wrapping material, you know. Then now put the ribbons. Men, are you learning? Some of us are veterans in this area. You know, you put the ribbons, they will not put it and cut it and pull it. It will just give you like that style like this. You know, beautiful. Then you now put it inside a beautiful bag and do what? Hand it over. The way you deliver that gift also shows how you honor that person. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To honor your wife also, don't go having another woman outside. It's not allowed. Praise the Lord. Don't go. One way you can humiliate your wife is to have a girlfriend outside or a mistress. Everywhere is quiet. But that is the truth. Don't honor your wife. Be faithful. Tell your neighbor, be faithful. Be faithful. The next thing a man or the husband should do is to pray with the wife. 1 Peter 3:7 says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto your wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heir together of grace, of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Prayer is very important in marriage. Without it, you cannot accomplish much in marriage. Many people don't understand this principle. Matthew 18:18-19 says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Married people have so much power that is available to them they are not even aware of. Bible says one will chase how many? 1,000. What is the two will chase? Do you see the multiplier effect? If I go by an arithmetic progression, it will have been 1,000, right? 2, what? 2,000. But he said 2 will put 10,000 to flight. It shows us the power, what, of a couple coming together to pray. And he says, you have to do this. You have to pray with your wife so their prayer will not be hindered. I will do that thing again for those who were in church last time. Can I have 3 people come out? Or 2 people, just 2 people come out. 2 of you come out. Okay, let me have a husband and a wife. So I'm talking about husband and wife. Is there any husband and wife together in church? Your wife is carrying a baby. Okay, 2 guys come. Don't worry. I don't want to bring a man and a woman. If I will join people here spiritually. Praise the Lord. You know, what the Bible is saying, let's say this is the husband, this is the wife, just for this demonstration. No? Praise the Lord. Now, when they are joined together, they become one. Right? So God, before God now, let's say I'm God, they are a single unit. When two of them come to pray to me, I see them as one. He said, anything that two of them we agree on and present to me, he said, I will answer it, right? So any request, two of you should hold hand and make a request. Eh? Hold hand and make a request. We can face each other. Uh-huh. So I say, granted, right? If two of them now, the husband goes his way, the wife goes his way, and two of you are praying, making requests to me. The man, remember, the man is responsible for the family. Praise the Lord. So as he's praying, his prayer is hanging somewhere. Because when I look for them, I can't see the two of them as one again. One is here, one is here. She's praying, he's praying. No answer. Their prayer is being hindered, even if this man prays, because remember, he's supposed to submit to Christ. He prays, because he's not in unity with the wife to pray, his prayer cannot cross the ceiling because his prayer is being hindered. And many women don't understand, they have so much power in their house. If you're angry with this man, his prayer will not be answered. And that is why you also need to help your husband. When two of you are fighting, you make up pick so that you can hold her and pray. So whatever you are praying will be answered by God. Sometimes when the enemy wants to strike the children, he will ensure that the husband and the wife are apart. Like the story I told about the man who was going on a trip inside Lagos and lying that he was going to Jos. And they had lost the son because he was never there. And as strong as the man was there, that man, that boy couldn't have died. Praise the Lord. So when two of you are apart, God will not hear your prayer. You can go back to your seat. And that is why it's important that the man understand this principle. As the head of the family, you ensure that you pray with your wife. You are in alignment, in agreement with your wife. So that two of you will pray, and whatever thing that you ask God, God will answer you. Because he said, as far as this is concerned, the moment two of you come together and put a request before me, I, God, will answer you. Praise the Lord. He said, that means your prayers are a waste of time if she isn't included. You don't have a singular relationship with God anymore because two has become one flesh. God does not see two people anymore, but one. Correct my typo. Two people, not two. Two people anymore, but what? But one. So you must pray with your wife, and therefore husband and wife must pray together to get what? Results. Many homes are not entering, they're not fulfilling their mandate in marriage because they are not together. The next one that you have to, you know, pray with your wife because she's a responder. The husband is spiritual head and therefore have the ability to control the climate of the home. Whereas the wife is the receiver and the responder. So the man needs to create the right atmosphere in the family for the woman to respond and give him what he desires. Men will have a serious role to play in the family. She needs what they call a climate control. Create the actual environment for your wife to flourish and be the best she can be for you. And be the queen that she's been created for you. Praise the Lord. And stop looking outside to a queen that never exists. There is no perfect woman. The girl out there might be tall, beautiful. This, when she sleeps, her mouth is open like, you don't see that one until you marry, right? There's no perfect woman out there. Husbands, go back to your wives. You fight till you make up. That's crazy bonding. Praise the Lord. There is no marriage that doesn't have a challenge. That's the truth. Any man of God will tell you, there's no issue. Everything is butter, butter is lying to you. Can quote me anywhere. As long as two people come together to take decision, right? They will disagree to agree and agree to disagree, right? It happens. So stay back and build on your marriage. And stop looking at somebody else and say, oh, this is Miss Perfect. It's all package, you know. It's all what? All what? And branding. You know, these days that they have all kinds of makeup. All of you on Facebook. Never mind because of Facebook. Oh, I'm warning you now. Because sometimes some people that I know in real life on Facebook, I say, ah! But I want to show my wife, so I say, see, this person is dark. Looking like an Oyibo woman. Fair like this. Because when they will paint from here, paint up to this place. I'm telling you, they don't wear a long distance. You say, Oyibo woman. And this person is black now. They have different layers of makeup. When they finish making them up, you will not recognize the person anymore. So please, stay back and love your wife. Stay back and build your home. All that you're seeing on Facebook is all make what? Make believe. There is no perfect woman there. Beauty has two faces to it. Two faces. The external and the internal. 80% of the time, it is internal that gives you peace at home. Because if you marry because of beauty, after 2 months, you won't remember the person is beautiful or not. In fact, you'll be seeing all the faults. It has no peace at home. So men, stay back and build your home. Create the correct environment. You know, like the climate control. Create the right environment for your marriage to flourish. The problem is that some of us don't want to work on our marriage. Every other thing in life, don't you work? Your school you go to, don't you work on it? You study, right? You study to pass. You are employed in an office, you work hard to earn a salary, right? You have a business, you work hard for it to survive, right? And do well. When it comes to marriage, you leave it to chance. There is work in marriage. And men, we need to, if we truly want to be the leaders God has made us in the family, we must rise up to the occasion and be the leaders that we ought to be. Build your home. Love your wife. Create the right environment. Honor her. Sanctify her. Treat her. Love her unconditionally, no matter what. And like I said earlier, women respond. Whatever you give them, they mold it several times and give back to you. In conclusion, men will say, thank God. This husband bashing has come to an end. Praise the Lord. In conclusion, many marriages are out of alignment because we have circumvented the divine order of marriage. Of marriage. The divine order has God as the head of Jesus Christ. Jesus head of the man. Man head of the woman. Until we align our marriage according to God's order, many marriages will continue to experience the pain of family breakdown. Let us bow down our heads. For the singles here, I want you to pray. Ask God to help you, to change you. Sometimes we focus on the other person being changed. To make you to be the man that He wants you to be, so you can become the husband that you ought to be. If there are bad character traits that we have, ask God to help you to begin to drop them now. Then if you're here, you are married. Ask God to help you to be the husband that you ought to be. Ask Him to help you to align yourself with Christ. To submit to Christ so that your wife can also submit to you. If you're a mother here, a wife here, ask God to help you to be the best wife you can be for your family. Whatever be the issues, ask God to help you. Either you are a mother or you're going to be a mother to be, or you're a husband to be, ask God to help you. That you have a family unit that is ordained by God. That your family will be according to God's plan. That you'll be able to raise a strong family that will fulfill God's mandate here on earth. And even as you pray you're here, you have not submitted to Christ. That's the first thing that you need to do. It's only when you come into alignment, even as a single, that God will begin to let you know things that you need to do. Even in marriage. You're here, you're not giving your life to Christ. Christ is not yet ruling over you. Christ is not yet your head, we need to submit to Him. So if you're here this morning, and you want to say, Lord Jesus Christ, I want to give my life to You. I am tired of doing things my own way. Come into my life, help me. I surrender my life to You. Just wave your hand and I'll pray with you. Just wave your hand and I'll pray with you. There's a hand there. Praise the Lord. Is there another person? You want to say, Lord Jesus, come into my life today and change my life. Come into my life today and change my life. Is there anybody out there? You've heard the message today. You want to surrender to Jesus Christ. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, is any man be in Christ? He's a new creation. Behold, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are passed away. Is there anyone out there who says, Lord Jesus, come into my life today and change my story. Come into my life today and change my life. Today I yield, I submit, I surrender to You. Is there another person there? You want to say, Lord Jesus, today I yield my spirit to You. Take control of my life. For the brother and sister that raised their hand, can you step forward? Let me pray for you. Step forward, let me pray for you. As you step forward boldly, as you come, ask God, you know, to have mercy upon you. Ask Him to wash you and cleanse you in His precious blood. Step forward. Begin to pray. Begin to talk to the Almighty God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring Your daughter, O Lord, before You even at this moment, O Lord. Father, even as I said today to make this firm decision to submit to You, O Lord. My Lord and my God, the King of glory, lay Your hand, O Lord, be upon them. Father, wash them in Your precious blood, O Lord. Father Almighty, give them a fresh beginning, O Lord. Father, write their names, O Lord, in the book of life, O Lord. Fill them afresh with Your Spirit, O Lord. Let them hear Your voice and say, this is the way, walk in it. Lead them, direct them. My Lord and my God, O Lord, from today onwards, let there be a hedge of thorns between them and sin, that they will not go back to sin, O Lord. That they will serve You all the days of their lives, O Lord. And that their names, O Lord, will be in the book of life, that they will finish very well and very strong. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Congratulations for the brother. I want to pray for another group in the house. You are married, and your marriage is experiencing turbulence. Just rise on your feet. You want to be prayed, you want me to pray for your marriage? Or you are a husband here, and you want God to touch your marriage in a special way? Just be on your feet. Let me pray for you. Rise to your feet. Just rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to begin to commit your marriage and your family into Your hands right now. Ask God to take control. Remember, we said the secret is submitting to Jesus, and the wife will submit. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring Your sons, O Lord, even as they stood up, even at this moment. I commit their families into Your hand, O Lord. Father, I pray for peace. I pray that Your love, O Lord, will dwell in the family, O Lord. I pray for restoration, O Lord. I pray that, O Lord, that they will begin to fulfill the purpose for which You brought the family unit together in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord and my God, the King of glory, I cover their families, O Lord, with the blood of Jesus Christ. That the enemy, O Lord, cannot come in between the man and the wife anymore, or the children anymore, or they will serve You all the days of their life. Father, lead them, that they direct them, that they fight for them, O Lord. At the end of the day, they will have come to say, yes, for indeed, the Almighty God has done a great work in our family. This will be their testimony in the name of Jesus. And I bring every family that is here today, O Lord, our Lord and our God, the King of glory. Heal every family that's going through any pain right now. Heal every marriage that's going through any pain right now, O Lord. And then bring order. Let there be restoration in those families, O Lord, in those marriages, O Lord. Let it do that which only You can do. And take all the glory and honor. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Father, we thank You for today's word, O Lord. Father, every word I have heard today, O Lord, Father, that we will not just be hearers of your word, that all of us will be doers of your word. That we will go out there, O Lord, Father, O Lord, and do that and practice that which we have been taught, O Lord. And our lives will never be the same again. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Thank you for listening. We believe you have been blessed. For more information, kindly fellowship with us on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. for our midweek services and Sundays by 9 a.m. for our family services at number 209 Muri Okola Street, Victoria Island, Lagos. Or visit us on Facebook at Kingdom Disciples Assembly.